We're here in the studio today with Sean Kennedy, who has been known as the Irishman and also patron of Finn McCool's. And he is now known since June 1st of 2016 as the Irishman and the new owner of Finn McCool's. So thanks for coming in today, Sean.
Thanks for having us here, Kelly.
Let's start off with the back history. Give us your story of how you started with Finn McCool's up until the present.
14 years ago, Stephen and Pauline Patterson acquired a mid-city bar, decided they were going to open a neighbourhood bar, but also have an Irish flavour to it, because obviously they're both from Belfast, and in fact their partner at the time was from Belfast as well. I had known Stephen and Pauline from prior that time, so when they opened the bar 14 years ago on Bank Street, I was obviously somebody that decided to go to Bank Street a lot. Obviously, they got pretty impacted by Katrina. If anything, that really brought everybody together. The customers that were going to that bar before it were there outside Finn's a number of weeks later. And people had their own lives that they were trying to put together. But it gave us a few hours where we could talk and support each other. And we had a centre, which I think was very important to a lot of people at that stage. You know, kind of fast forward it, we started a soccer team there called Finn McCool's. We're very, very successful out there. We got promoted and then we won the first division. It just kept going. And when I got the opportunity, I came to visit with them. And it happened. I think people were surprised, but then I used to tell people, maybe I've had it on layaway for the last 10 years.
Yeah. The bar tab.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
So when do you most like being at Finn's? I know you're probably there a lot now, but when's your favorite time?
You know, what I find is that there are so many different groups of people that attend the place. You know, I like going in there with the football games early in the morning. It's always good fun. It's great energy. You know, testosterone levels are way high and it's, you know, men and women are all enjoying and chanting for their teams and in a friendly way when there's competing teams. So that's kind of cool.
Well, that's what's great is you have all of these people, the community there. So what are events that, you know, you think bring the community together there?
Stephen and Pauline they certainly had a lot of energy and were very active in the community, but were very active with any event that would raise money for charities. I think the one, because it's got so much other things associated, which is the St. Baldrick's, the haircut event that happens annually, where, you know, people volunteer to get their head shaved. They've raised almost $1 million for cures for cancer for children. So I have gone to the event. In fact, I got my head shaved a couple of years ago and might do it again this year or this coming year, March 25th. We've already got the date booked. So what I find is I find it incredibly moving because it's very brave people doing a wonderful thing. You get people that, you know, bring their children from children's hospital. You see, you know, mothers holding children who are obviously going through, you know, chemotherapy treatments. One time a couple of years ago, I'm probably showing my a different side to Sean Kennedy right now, but it would actually bring you to tears to see some of these people. A mother there a couple of years ago had her child in her hands and just spontaneously said, I'm going to go get my head shaved. And people were just throwing money. It was incredibly moving. And we're going to do that again next year, please God. And we're going to do it every other year. So that's the biggest event for me.
That's amazing. And you've got all these events you're going into. Are there things that you've already thought about of additions that are very Sean Kennedy that you want to add?
Yeah. One of the things that I think we've made a pledge is we're not going to change anything. You know, Stephen and Pauline have done a very good job in establishing this, you know, living thing.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Sean.
Thank you, Kelly. I've enjoyed it.
If you want to check out more about Finn McCool's, you can go to finnmccools.com or check them out on Facebook. You can also see them on nolavie.com or wwno.org. For Nola V and WWNO, this has been Kelly Crawford and
Sean Kennedy.